Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, is this Marina?
Yes, this is Marina. How can I help you?
Hey, Marina. I'm Raul. Your husband, Oliver, gave me your phone number. You're looking to buy fireworks?
Oh, I guess I'm in charge of fireworks this year. Yes.
Is this an okay time to talk?
Yeah, I don't have too much time, but yeah, I got a few minutes.
Okay, so, great. So this is for a charity event, right?
Yes. We are buying the fireworks for my, like a booster for my son's school.
Yeah, we've got some packages that you can purchase, and
is there like a most popular package?
Yeah. So the one that a lot of people buy is called USA USA, and it has a whole bunch of different ones that are in there, and they're usually some of our more popular ones. Like for instance, in that one is the rooster tail, and then we also have You Crazy. There's that one where, like, it's just so much that, like, you're insane if you light this off. And that also comes with big blue balls, which just shoots off blue lava balls into the air. Oh, and that one also has the Bitch Better Have My Honey. It's a Winnie the Pooh one.
What?
So it's called Bitch Better Have My Honey. And it looks like a honey pot, but then Winnie the Pooh's on the outside. So actually, it'd be great for the elementary school, but he's dressed like a pimp.
No. So these are, I just want like a firework assortment, and
that's what this is.
I don't like the way that sounds at all. No cursed words. That's really, I don't even like hearing that. So, definitely.
Well, most of our fireworks don't have curse words in them. There's the gut puncher, which is like super awesome, and it puts out a boom that's so loud it feels like you've been punched in the stomach. They do warn that one that you do get a little nauseous after it goes off, because you know you do get disoriented, you get a little vertigo because it was so loud.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. This doesn't sound like, are these legal? I can't sell illegal fireworks.
No. I wouldn't want you to sell illegal fireworks. But I mean, I want you to like sell cool fireworks. Like if they're too crazy, we've got one called the Jeff Smoke Plume, and it's it's literally just smoke. Like it just comes out and it just kind of smokes. And people are like, "Oh, where's the explosion?" And you're like, "Aha, that's the joke." So because Jeff Goldblum is so funny, this one is also funny. The Jeff Smoke Plume. I'll put you down for that one. That's a good one. And that one's relatively safe, too.
No.
You don't want that one?
I'm looking for... No, please.
How about the one that's called the Divorce Dad's Hail Mary? That it's they got the name because it's like... So a divorce dad is the kind of thing a divorce dad would buy as like a last-ditch effort to get you to like, oh, I loved my dad, you know?
No, this is awful. Why... I'm not questioning how you're doing your business, but why are these named like this? I don't want any of these.
I don't
this
come up with
really
the names.
Offensive. Like,
no, I mean, I don't make the fireworks. I don't come up with the names. It's just I'm the guy that supplies the fireworks. So just to make sure, you would not be interested in the holy shit, right?
No, don't. No.
Because you don't like swear words.
Exactly. And I'm not going to subject my kids to something like that. I'm not going to sell that to people of the school.
Nor do I think you should. You know what? I'm going to cross that one out. So you're not interested in any of the ones
there
that I've said so
far? Nothing.
Okay.
No, there's been nothing that you've said. And I don't like to get upset. I don't. But this is really offensive. Where are your just sparklers and just ones that make like colored pops in the sky?
You can get those anywhere. We offer awesome fireworks.
I don't, what is the name of your company? Because I'm going to report you. This is really horrible.
We're called Wake Up Call Fireworks, and my name's actually Gavin, and you're actually on the radio on a phone scam.
What?
This is not real. You're on a phone scam. Your husband, Oliver, gave me your phone number and told me to prank phone call you.
What? Oh, my God. I'm so angry. I can't even laugh. I'm still really angry. I can't believe that.
I'm so angry. I can't even laugh. Feels like a very appropriate motto for the 4th of July this year.
No.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.